Greetings on this Monday, brothers and sisters. Beginning of a new week, day after Sabbath. And question is, how does this become our Sabbath? How does this Monday become our day devoted to God? Well, hopefully this daily respite devotional will help. It's Pastor Bob, and it's August 30th. Monday, episode number 22 in our daily respite series. And if it's Monday, it must be Sarah Young and her wonderful devotional called Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence. Just a quick review of how Sarah Young's devotional flows. First, we'll hear the devotion. And remember, written as if Jesus is writing it to you. So that's how we hear it. Then we cite three different scripture texts that Sarah Young puts in her devotion. So we'll read those individually and deliberately. And then we'll come back and hear the devotion one more time after we've heard it once and heard the scripture verses. All right? Well, let us center our hearts and still our minds, and let us take a breath. And here's what Jesus says today. There is no place so desolate that you cannot find me there. When Hagar fled from her mistress, Sarah, into the wilderness, she thought she was utterly alone and forsaken. But Hagar encountered me in that desolate place. There she addressed me as the living one who sees me. Through that encounter with my presence, she gained courage to return to her mistress. No set of circumstances could ever isolate you from my loving presence. Not only do I see you always, I see you as a redeemed saint, gloriously radiant in my righteousness. That is why I take great delight in you and rejoice over you with singing. Scripture from the book of Genesis, chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. Genesis 16, verses 13 and 14. So she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her. You are a God of seeing. For she said, have I not even here in the wilderness looked upon him who sees me? Or have I here also seen the future purposes or designs of him who sees me? Therefore the well was called Beer Lahai Roy, a well to the living one who sees me. From Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10. Psalm 139, 7 through 10. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. And finally, from the book of Zephaniah, makes me wonder when the last time I flipped through the pages of Zephaniah. This is Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Again, Jesus says, there is no place so desolate that you cannot find me there. When Hagar fled from her mistress, Sarah, into the wilderness, she thought she was utterly alone and forsaken. But Hagar encountered me in that desolate place. There she addressed me as the living one who sees me. Through that encounter with my presence, she gained courage to return to her mistress. No set of circumstances could ever isolate you from my loving presence. Not only do I see you always, I see you as a redeemed saint, gloriously radiant in my righteousness. That is why I take great delight in you and rejoice over you with singing. Amen.